I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An elaborate state funeral today marks the end of a legacy of the flamboyant former Russian president Boris Yeltsin. He's most noted for his role in the push toward democracy. Russian Ministry's Anita Dynica says the critical need for evangelistic growth is answered in the labor force as those liberties are growing more restricted. Pray that there'll be more young national leaders. And Greater Europe Mission reports that four of the regional training centers are holding their final sessions, completing 6 years of training for the women participants. This preparation's been entirely indigenized, with Russian women administrating the various training centers throughout Russia. They've completed a curriculum geared to helping them assume the role of women's ministries leadership in the local church. More than 70 women will graduate this spring and finish their final 2 years as teachers. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org or search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.